Happy Friday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Well, I bet you're carrying around a library card in your purse or your wallet, right? Well, how cool would it be to whip out a Lou Reed library card? Well, at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts, you sure can. It's all in celebration of the Lou Reed Archive, which his widow, avant-garde artist Laurie Anderson, announced a couple of years ago. They printed out about 6,000 of these laminated Lou Reed library cards, which feature a photo of Lou taken by famous rock photographer Mick Rock. The personal archive spans Lou Reed's entire career. It contains thousands of audio and video recordings, photos, writings, and more. Well, as part of her mission to perform in every country on Earth, almost sounds as ambitious as Sufjan Stevens making an album about every state, not, Joss Stone played a gig in Pyongyang, North Korea this week. The British soul singer's tour manager posted a photo during the show at a bar in the capital city, though nobody is actually drinking. And here's the real curious thing. It didn't look like there were many, if any, North Koreans in attendance. I'm guessing they were probably Western tourists or maybe embassy staff. Speaking of that, while he praised Joss for performing there in North Korea, the British ambassador took the time to advise citizens against all but essential travel to the secretive state. I actually have one of these, but nowhere to play it anymore. Still, Bjork is reissuing all 9 of her studio albums on cassette. How wonderfully nostalgic. The limited edition tapes come in different colors, pink for post. The tape I have, for example, just like the album artwork. So you can get each individually or as a bundle of 9 from her first solo album debut in 1993 to her most recent Utopia, starting on April 26th. Birthdays today, March 15th, influential bluesman Lightnin' Hopkins, dead bassist with a lot of friends, Phil Lesh, Mike Love, love him or hate him, of the Beach Boys, probably hiding in the Bay Area somewhere, the one, the only, Sly Stone, Ry Cooter, what a guitarist and soundtrack architect, and Wishing Well singer Terrence Trent D'Arby, or whatever name he's calling himself these days. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Have a great weekend, and rock on!